What's going on, party people? Back with another episode of Peer to Peer. Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Back with the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast. It's your boy, Money Man O, and I got my guests with me. They're not my guests, they're my co-host.
God damn.
Say what's up, guys. Say what's up. This is what happens when you let me run the show.
Hi, guys. I'm a guest. It was good, y'all.
I'm a guest again.
Damo, how you doing?
I'm good, bro. Just chilling. Tired as fuck. I'm about to be sleepy as fuck at work tonight, but it's all good.
I feel that. Sage, how are you?
Man, I ain't got no hoes anymore.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sage, we can talk after the pod, man.
I got solos right here. Man.
Yeah.
Kick is the key. Kick is the key, man.
Flo Millie Souls, how you doing?
I'm good, bro. Yeah. Okay. I'm good. Came back from a vacation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, how was it?
It was cool. Met up with some people we haven't met for like 5-7 years. Caught up. It's kind of tough though, cause I still got work and shit while I was on vacation. But we're here. We're
back. And they don't understand. Your circle's so small, it's a dot now. I get it. Okay. Speaking of rappers, first topic on hand: James Harden and Lil Baby in Paris. Does anybody know what's going on there about James Harden and Lil Baby parading around Paris, getting caught with weed?
I've seen the memes.
Yeah.
My man knew what to do. That's all I'm going to say. My man knew what to do in a situation.
So the story goes, Lil Baby, James Harden, good friends, as we all know. They always parade around different towns, Atlanta, Houston. This time they went to Paris for Fashion Week, and they got caught with, I believe, 25 grams of weed on them, and both got arrested. Dom was like, okay, that's a pretty sizable amount.
I don't know how much that looks like.
How much does that look like? It looks like a lot. Honestly, when you see something like that, it's like, why are you carrying that? Why are you carrying that just around?
You're talking about like a storage Ziploc bag of weed type shit?
Yeah, it's a Ziploc bag full of weed, yeah. Basically.
Like a storage size, right? Like the
gallon bag?
Yeah, the fat ones.
I mean, not the real big fat ones, but it's I'm trying to think, like, I might have one in my kitchen, but it's like a Ziploc bag full of weed. Like,
you might have a what? You might have what in your kitchen?
A Ziploc bag, my guy.
Okay.
No, those are crackers.
How do we feel about James Harden and Lil Baby parading, two niggas in Paris parading around with weed?
We do not care.
I mean, yeah, honestly, it's like Dom usually says it in subjects like that. I actually with him. I don't care. Yeah, I mean, they got caught. A lot of them probably happened. A lot of them probably do it. Harden knew how to get out of the situation. Lil Baby didn't. So, hey, man, that's tough. I don't know what to say. I don't care. It's typical, especially when it comes to the rap game. It's typical.
They got caught with an ounce of weed in Paris. It's not that. Not, I don't. Unless Paris has the strictest weed laws.
Yeah, like that nigga about to get paddled.
Yeah, like I don't. It ain't that serious, bro.
Yeah, I just don't care.
B Souls, how do you feel about Lil Baby and James Harden with the cannabis?
I mean, it's not like out of the ordinary. I feel like they do it regularly type shit, and they just got caught lacking. It is what it is. I don't think they're gonna get locked up for like 5 years for it. Like they have power. They know how to get around shit like that. So.
With that being said, I think this will be a quick switch and we can get off that topic fast too. Shikari Richardson, we never talked about her last week. Track Olympian, supposed to be Olympian. She ain't gonna make it to the Olympics, but track star in the United States, LSU collegiate athlete, supposed to be breaking all types of world records once she got to the Olympics. However, drug tested positive for marijuana, and, the Olympic Committee decided to not let her participate in the 100-meter this Olympics because of the positive testing. Before anybody says anything, she was smoking weed because her mother had recently died and it was a way to cope with stress. Mm-hmm. She's come out. She said every, you know, she's apologized and everything like that. But how do we feel about a young Sha'Carri Richardson getting caught with the Mary Jane?
Don can go first. Don can go first.
Man, you don't want me to go first. I'll make a lot of people mad because I'm telling you right now, if she knew marijuana was on a banned substance list, I'm sorry to tell you.
We're on the same page.
I do not care. And there's nothing to be mad about, people. Like, people talking about boycotting the Olympics. There are plenty of other black athletes at the Olympics that need our support. Why are we boycotting? Because someone ignored the obvious rules that they know about and they're told about. And I get it. I'm not saying that you can't cope. I'm not saying, oh, her mom died. Like, bro, you're an Olympian. You're trying to be an Olympian. You're an athlete. If you know something's on the banned substance list, don't do it. Like, I don't.
But also, that, I feel like coming from her, I don't think there was any pushback from her. Like, all from what I've seen, she knows.
Yeah, she was okay.
She knew the risk of what she was going to do, and she still did it because of the circumstances. It's just, you know, the narrative surrounding the situation that's really different. People talking about how she should be able to run and shit, but there are rules in play, and she violated them. I don't really know what to say.
Yeah, the outcry is from people who are casual to the point, or they don't necessarily watch sports to an absurd degree, because if you watch sports to even a casual level, you would know guys like, what's her name? Josh Gordon from football, or really half of the damn NBA. Like, if they do that shit, they don't play. And it's well known across many sports fans. That's why most of your sports fans, they don't have much to say about it outside of, yeah, it's tough. It's a stupid rule, but it's a rule. But a lot of people who are coming out from this that don't necessarily watch sports. And I mean, it's fair enough. I'm not getting on the ass because they don't know. But they're like, why is that a rule? Yeah, the Olympics are stupid. They're just trying to bring down another black woman. And I'm like, honestly, they're not. Now, we may need to talk about this rule altogether, because I think it's pretty fucking stupid in terms of steroid usage versus marijuana. And I heard there was some lady that suspended for less time, or she only got fined or something like that. You can talk about situations like that. But in terms of her receiving a suspension for using a drug that it was already in 4K in the rule book, nah, I hate to be that guy as well. But that's why I didn't tweet about it, make a vid about it, nothing like that. Because at the end of the day, I was like, yeah, it's kind of, that's kind of tough, shawty. I ain't going to lie. But I do feel bad. Obviously, it's a tough situation for her. And in terms of her, she's strong for even pulling through. She accepted ownership, too, as Omar and I think even Dom, but all y'all brought it up. Yeah, it's checkmate for me was, yeah, she knew it was wrong. She knew it was wrong, came on there, said, I apologize, I let y'all down, yada, yada, yada. She didn't cry, didn't do X, Y, Z. Like, nah, she fucked up. She knew she fucked up. But nobody's about to get on her as a person for it because your mom passed away.
She's as far as I know, she'll be participating in the relay, just not the 100-meter dash, which is her specialty, her event or whatever. Mm-hmm. I agree with everybody saying, listen, I know, and I'm not a weed smoker, but I know a lot of weed smokers. I'm around weed smokers. Their stance is always, man, the weed rules aren't fair. While I agree, I don't necessarily care what you, if you smoke weed, you don't smoke weed. As long as you don't do anything that hinders your performance anywhere. But that even means drinking too much caffeine. Like, I truly don't care. However, if the rule is there and you know that you're functioning in spaces that are weirdly policed, because the Olympics admittedly is weirdly policed. The people that brought it up and try to make it a race thing, which I'm not going to negate that there's not a race thing involved. Michael Phelps during 08, his Michael Phelps's whole Olympic career, he's openly admitted, listen, I was high. I've been high the whole time. I was high. There was a picture, you know, one of those on this day in X, Y, and Z year, the Olympic swim relay team won this medal. And Michael Phelps quote tweeted and said, hey, we were all high. We were all, me, Ryan Lochte, we were smoking a bunch of weed.
During the Olympics? Or
during the Olympics. During the Olympics. They were, yeah. Michael Phelps is a pothead, weed head, whatever you want to. He smokes weed. So during the Olympics, off season, like he's actively smoking weed. So the other things that are brought up, I mean, there's another black woman who was disqualified, or maybe some testing. They wanted to test her testosterone levels for the swim team. They wanted to disallow the caps that the black athletes use. I was
gonna bring up the hair thing. It was some hair rule.
The caps that the black swim athletes use, they say it's not to their qualifications or whatever. Just some random stuff. And then Simone Biles, they admittedly said that they don't score Simone Biles the same way as they would do other athletes, basically because the moves she does are just too impressive. Mm-hmm. Like, the moves that she does are just so far off the charts. No one else attempts them, and
they judge her harder.
They judge her strictly based off of what Simone's about. What they know she can already do, they're like, all right, you got to shock me even further now. It's kind of like if we had a backyard dunk contest and a fucking 3 foot kid actually dunks the ball, and you're like, holy shit. And then a five foot kid dunks the ball, you're like, oh, cool. But
Nate Robinson's whole slam dunk career.
Basically.
If Jordan went out there and did the same dunks as Nate Robinson, he would get eights, although we feel like they're as impressive. Yep. So that's okay. I mean, I'm not gonna act like there's not anything racial in the Olympics, but with all that being said, Sha'Carri Richardson, she knew she was wrong. I think she was personally wrong. Especially when you know that they'll be watching you harder. Now, like Sage said, is there something to be discussed about, you know, the rules or whatever? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think the actual rules should be changed. I mean, I don't know why smoking weed is still villainized in that way. I ain't gonna lie.
Across the world, apparently. So yeah,
not even just Olympic wise. That's why I said I think it's because it's a lot of people who don't watch sports to a heavy degree. Are just like, hey, yo, what the fuck? And they're right to feel that way based off of what they know. But in the actuality of things, it's just kind of how hold the sports world is. So it's just sad that she's the one going through it, being honest, but it is what it is.
I just don't get why, like, weed is so, like, illegalized, but, like, drinking alcohol and, like, doing nicotine.
I've never understood that. As a person who actually does drink alcohol, I know.
Like, in terms of health risks, I mean, they're all relatively, like, not good for you, but
alcohol is way worse.
They're all about the same in terms of like health.
And cigarettes is god awful.
Cigarettes is my line of look. If I fuck with you, and I think I said this on the pod, but if I fuck with you and I find out you do cigs, look, bro, I'm gonna try to convince you. I can't convince you. I might just diss it myself because I ain't getting attached to what I know is gonna happen. Like,
yeah, cigarettes is terrible. Alcohol's been bad. I knew it was a thing. Alcohol was worse than weed when I knew you can get blacked out drunk, but you can't get blacked out high. You can't black out high. That's not a thing. You can't get so high on weed that you don't remember what happened.
Isn't greening out a thing?
What? What greens out?
What? No. I swear to God, I've heard that term before.
From who?
Maybe it's the frat boys at URI.
Yes,
is that a 2K thing?
Like, I greened out type shit?
I'm greened out.
No.
I got my takeover badge.
Whoa.
I swear to God, I don't know if Chat can like attest to that, but I've heard
you should ask listen, that off pod. I'm
listen,
not
listen. There is coming from me. Trust me, there's no fucking greening out. That's not a thing. That is an excuse niggas can smoke use.
I swear to God, I've heard that
justify.
Before.
Listen, that's an excuse people who smoke use to justify getting away with dumb shit. I'm going to just say that because I've used that excuse when it's not a real thing. Just to be like, oh, bro, I was so high, I don't remember. Like, that's
He didn't green out, though. He didn't say
green out. No, they just – that's not a thing, bro. That's just an excuse potheads use to get away with doing shit, saying shit, acting like a dickhead or whatever. That's not a real thing. Okay, but okay. The only thing I would say
my bad.
The only thing with it's Sha'Carri, right? Sha'Carri. I personally, I was talking to my girl about this. I personally feel like she was targeted, but not because she was black, but because of the way she tried to stand out and
mm-hmm. You hit it on the head. Cool.
Stand out with the weave or her hair, whatever
long
it is.
I think nails.
And the long nail. Well, like, being openly bold about
like
your personality. Like, listen, I fuck with it too. I'm not saying it looks bad or nothing.
Like, come on now.
But on that stage, with that crowd and those type of people backing that, like, you're on the Olympic stage. These people want you to conform and conduct yourself as a Olympian, and Olympians mm-hmm. have a certain look. You don't go out there with the stiletto nails, green weave, like you a city girl on a track to represent your country. That's why I think they targeted her and gave her a I don't think they drug tested the whole team. I think they drug tested her.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it popped up. She had weed in her system.
I was just saying, I saw this TikTok where they were trying to conspiracize. I don't know if that's the word. That she was doing steroids just because her nails are long.
But that's a part of black culture. That's a part of... And why you saying it wasn't race, Damo? The only reason why I'm saying it is race is because everything that she... Her image is black culture. Like, it is. And to me, that's like an attack on black culture. So in the same thing, B-Souls, when a black woman is athletic, people's first thing is steroids or she's a man. Like, yep. That's just... Being Serena Williams, Brittany Griner, I mean, all these black athletes, soon as they're like dominant, Simone Biles, soon as they're dominant, the first thing is steroids, she's a man. And as far as the weave and stuff go, that's like an attack on black culture. That was the same thing with FloJo back in the 80s, 90s, I want to say. Another track athlete who wore long nails and had different colored outfits, like multicolored outfits. They were drug testing her left, right, and sideways. And then when she died of an epileptic seizure in her 30s, they were saying it was a drug overdose. Same thing with a black figure skater. I can't remember her name to save my life. But she did there's only one move in ice skating history that's like illegal. And it's a one-legged backflip. And she did it in the Olympics, and the same thing with Simone Biles. They were like, "Whoa, you can't be doing this. This is illegal."
How is that illegal? What the fuck?
This is dangerous. If other people try, you can't be doing this. If you do this,
but spinning in the air like 50 times in one jump is
no, bro.
What the fuck?
Because she was the only one that could do it, so that's why I feel like it's a race thing, Dom.
We're on the same page. I mean, I didn't want to just go there, but. Come on, like, obviously it's a race.
Yeah, we all know.
We know what it is. I just wanted to be PC about it because, you know, we live in a world where everything is PC. Did y'all hear about, random, but it's still, like, overly PC. Y'all heard about the prime minister of, what was it, Haiti?
Oh, yeah, they got assassinated. Yeah,
got assassinated by an unidentified assailant who spoke Spanish.
Huh. What's that about that?
I'm a terrorist.
Okay.
You can't just say terrorist. You gotta be so PC. Unidentified assailant. Like you tried so hard to not offend anybody. You just unidentified assailant who spoke Spanish. You can't just say terrorist. You can't just say.
But I tell you why. And we might be going a little too hard. But I tell you why. Because he was a white Spanish speaking person as opposed to a dark skinned Spanish speaking person. If he was a dark skinned Spanish speaking person, they would have just said who he was or what he was.
Or if he was Middle Eastern, then they would have easily used the terrorist term.
If he was dark skinned, yeah. But this was this is probably a lighter skinned person. Surya Bonile. I'm gonna butcher it. Surya Bonaly, black French woman, did a backflip off of one leg in figure skating, and they said, whoa, that's dangerous as fuck. Don't do that. That's illegal.
That's wild.
But nevertheless, I feel like, you know, targeting against blacks in the Olympics, but speaking of targeting against blacks in the Olympics, Carl Durant... led a USA team who went in there and lost to the Nigerian team. Let me tell you something. I didn't even know Bam Adebayo was Nigerian. The fact that he's not playing for Team Nigeria and then lost to Team Nigeria
on Team USA.
Team Nigeria.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say he was an imposter.
And KD. KD led team. What can I say? Shout out to the 86 in the chat, bro.
Ooh. A Carl Durant led team. So, my takeaway from that was that international basketball is getting, it's getting crazy. But I said that last week. How did y'all feel about this?
I didn't care. I honestly don't care. One, two, if we're really talking about players, just so we're jumping KD, how about I call Dame a loser or something like that? We got several players. It's not just KD.
People talk about how Team USA doesn't have a playmaker. That's their problem. even though Dame like averaged like 10 assists per game.
I'm saying, yeah. Wasn't Dame this elite playmaker? And now they don't have a. All I'm saying is,
Luka smells blood. Luka smells blood. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Luka wants that team. I'm not going to lie. Luka wants
it. They know it doesn't matter. They know it doesn't matter. They know this is bullshit. And they know, come on, man.
All right, bro. All I'm saying is Luka Magic, the greatest point guard of all time, wants blood.
Mm-hmm. He just threw that in there.
What do you feel about Carl Durant?
He just threw that in there.
I'm looking at this team. Wait. So is it the Olympic roster, the 2021 mm-hmm. U.S. Olympic team roster? Because Drew Holiday's,
I think his starting lineup was, I know Dame, Bradley Beal, Tatum. Carl Durant, Bam Adebayo, and
Tatum.
I'm looking outside Tasting. Of Drew Holiday Tasting. And Chris Middleton, who are obviously playing in the finals right now.
Thanks.
I'm looking at this roster, and I'm like, well, Devin Booker too. Devin Booker's on this roster, but he's in the finals, so I know he's not playing. But you got see, that's, you know what it is. That's why they lost. They didn't have the real KD there. They didn't have Devin Booker there. They
Who's the real KD?
Chris Middleton.
Oh my.
Chris Middleton wasn't there, man. The real KD wasn't there. So it's wild. I mean, it's not wild. I mean, when you got a team led by two losers, what do you expect to happen? Like, I don't know what, like it's crazy because this morning is when I found out. My man's Wilson was the one that told me. He was like, yo, Nigeria beat Team USA. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Stop playing. Like, you're funny. He's like, no, seriously. I'm like, seriously, stop fucking playing. And he told me, and I looked it up, and the nigga's really lost. And I'm like, how? Like, who's on Team Nigeria? I asked that question and immediately realized I don't give a fuck who's on Team Nigeria. They shouldn't have beat us, even if it was an exhibition game, even if it was a scrimmage. Shit, it could have been practice. I don't care. We don't lose to people. We're not supposed to lose. Maybe I'm a spoiled USA fan, you know? Not even America. USA fan, just patriot. Right. I'm a spoiled patriot.
He's an American.
I am a spoiled American. Why in July, in basketball, crazy, we don't crazy. Lose. We don't lose to African teams in basketball. What kind of shit is this? Then I realized who was on the team, and then it clicked. Like,
who Dane is and on KD. Team Nigeria?
That's what I was going to tell you. That plays in the U.S.
No, just in general. Just yeah, name
who
names.
beat Team USA. Gabe Vincent.
Jesus Christ.
Which is actually, I mean, I think he had a good college career. I think he plays a little bit of.
He's in the NBA, isn't he? He's in the NBA.
I think so. Yeah. Precious Achiuwa of the Miami Jesus Heat. Christ. Josh Okogie of the Timberwolves. And then
Josh, I know Carl Durant didn't lose to Josh Okogie.
Keep going. We can't get to the first three people without laughing, bro. Like, come on.
Ekpe Udo.
Oh my God.
I mean,
yo, when the Celtics announced their new coach, I was like, Ekpe Udo's our coach.
Bro,
we should not be laughing.
Ekpe Udo ain't been in the league for like 3-4 years, bro.
Yeah, it's like the worst Ed Davis.
I'm sorry. Keep going no more. Keep going.
I mean, KZ Akpala, which he was in the league.
He rookie.
He yep. was he in the league. We talk about
he's on the Heat.
Carl Durant no. and Tasten Tatum on the other
side. Oh, he's still in the league?
Yeah, he's a rookie. Yeah. He was on the Heat.
KZ oh, shit. He played 20 minutes. He put up 0 points, and that's who we lost to. Ike Nwamu. Caleb Agata. Listen, I'm going to start butchering these names. The point is, we lost to this team. I think what makes this so relevant is that it was I seen the tweet. I can't remember how many years ago, but maybe two Olympics ago or two World Games ago. The U.S. had the largest margin of victory on any team. And this isn't the 92 Dream Team when they first put the pro players versus anybody. No, this was a couple years ago, and it was against Team Nigeria. And it was the largest margin of victory. They put up 156
to 73
to 73 against Team Nigeria. And this was a couple years ago. And to see how far they've come in order to, you know, beat the United States team is amazing.
Well, you know the difference, right?
LeBron not on that team.
Exactly. In that screenshot, LeBron's right there. Like, that's
LeBron's right there.
If Braun was there, there was no losing to fucking Nigeria. Like, oh my God. Wasn't a couple LeBron years ago?
LeBron would put himself back in the game and like be like, all right, now we ain't doing it.
Wait, a couple, didn't we lose a couple years ago?
Let me see.
Yeah, we lost a couple years ago. I remember that shit. We lost the fucking, I don't know who the fuck we lost to. We lost a couple years ago, and I remember thinking like, damn, the reign is over. Teams are actually be, and it was, I don't think it was an exhibition game either. I think we lost like a serious game. We lost an actual Olympic game. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. But you know what? Braun wasn't there either. So I just feel like once the greats aren't there, it don't matter.
Oh, greats!
Like, they really don't got greats on the scene. Let's be honest. It's like
There's no greats. There's no all time greats.
Next generation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no all time greats on these on this team, bro. Like I'm looking at this team. The closest one is fucking KD. And if that's
the closest one is KD. Oh,
the closest one is Carl. I guess he meets the bar, but like
the closest one is Carl. And Carl's a loser, so that says everything you need to know.
Yo, speaking of Carl, bro, did y'all see that tape that he thinks he could average 25 points per game if he was?
Oh, I see. You know that's where
Carl
I was going
Kuzma.
Next.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, bro. All right, quickly. One, fuck y'all. Two, Melo's not there. What about that? Greats not being there. Melo's not on this team.
I was gonna say about the Olympics because I want to close it out from the Olympics. 1988, we lost. The Soviet Union won gold. And then U.S. placed third. They won bronze. 92, 96, 2000, three straight golds. 2004, we lost and came in third again. And then ever since then, we've placed gold. If we lose this year and don't get gold, basketball in the U.S. is over. Luka's going back overseas.
What? Jesus Christ.
All right, that's a big leap.
Carl, but you know who we really needed? Carl Kuzma. That's what I was going to say. We really need Carl Kuzma, who says he can average 25 in this league. Go ahead, Sage.
How many KD average last season?
I'm not going to hold back.
27? Okay.
So, look. I'm going to do it like that. In fact, someone else go. I want to make sure I set up everything beautifully for my standards. Someone else
go. You know what? Let me go first because I feel like I'm going to be the only one on this side of the fence.
Is there a question?
I believe him.
You can. You're gonna say.
Niggas.
I believe him.
All right.
Reason. Listen. Only reason, and everybody can say I'm trolling. Everybody can be like, "Fuck out of here, Carl." The only reason I'm going to say I believe him is because the last pod we were on, we legit sat here and bragged about Mo fucking Wagner looking like a legit player once he went over and had his confidence to do the things he wanted to do. We talked about plenty of other players that left the league or got into situations where they were allowed to be that guy and were able to put up numbers. And we legit, Jeremiah Grant, whichever fucking Grant it is, he legit just came off a year where we were sitting there like, you're not that guy. You're not that guy, pal. I don't know. You want this. You want the guy money. You want the guy role and responsibility, but you're not that guy. And he showed us, at least on a bottom beater team,
that he averaged 23 points a game.
That he averaged 23, which was astronomically better than what we imagined to do. Now, 25, yes, 25 might be so fucking astronomical. It might be crazy. But I'm just saying, if you put Carl Kuzma on the fucking Magic, you put Carl Kuzma on the Cavaliers, where, like, who the fuck else is going to score the ball?
Colin Sexton?
Maybe he could do it. I'm not saying you put him on a contending team he's going to do. They want Sexton out of there. He's on the trading block, so Sexton might not even be there. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you put him on a team, you put him on a team with no hope and someone has to score, you let him shoot 50 shots, shit, he'll average 25. So I believe him.
Oh my God. Like, 50 I'm not shots? On 50
shots? Hey, 25 points on 50 shots?
Hey, I didn't say he was going to be efficient.
Let me read his quote real quick before Carl Sage Westbrook goes. The stage looks like he has it locked up. This is him on 25 points per game and our all-star appearances. I definitely can. I definitely believe that too. I don't really care what nobody thinks or says. I know myself and I know my ability. It's hard to be consistent in an inconsistent role. I'm excited for a more consistent space next year, Kuzma said. I've done a great job every offseason of trying to build something and add something to my game. I've turned myself into a great defender. My rookie year, I was a stop sign on
defense. I ain't heard this quote.
I didn't really stop anybody. Who now, whether it's elite wings. Hold on.
I'm not going to lie. Everything fast defender. I memorized the quote. Like I said, I'm not going to hold the pop back. I'm doing a video on this, though, but I'm not going to hold the pop back. I'm going to say damn near everything I'm going to say in the video, if not a little bit more or less.
Let me
finish it. I ain't heard the defense part. Continue.
Now, whether it's elite wings, four men, even point guards and shooting guards, I have the ability to guard four positions now and to really affect the game on that end of the court. I'm going to mute myself.
Sage. So he's Kawhi Kuzma. Go ahead, Sage.
Right. Okay. So
this Draymond Kuzma?
This is my issue with Kuz, buddy. And I have the rep for being a cute Kuz hater. And we just don't see eye to eye. I hate people that lie. I hate people that just lack intellect and self-awareness. I think that's the big one. Lack of self-awareness isn't going to work. Dom said he could average 25. I disagree. He'd take like 75 shots for him to do it. But let's say 50 shots, 25 points per game is possible. Cool. He also said he wanted to be an all-star. So let's look at some 25-point-per-game players. And then let's look at 25-point-per-game all-stars. De'Aaron Fox, Trae Young, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Nikola Jokic, Jason Tatum. Now let's go a little bit lower. Kawhi Leonard, Jaylen Brown, Colin Sexton, Julius Randle. Kyle Kuzma fits in that list for you guys. Yeah. No, he doesn't. He sucks. He has this running hook that never goes in. He has the worst shot selection I've ever seen in my life. He doesn't have a right or left hand.
He took the worst shot I've ever seen in the playoffs. He fucking played that
He does that. And it wasn't just that, but he does that for the entire season. That's his go-to move. He doesn't have a right or left, honestly. So when he goes at the rim, he kind of just flails his arms and drops the ball. He has no footwork whatsoever. He has some alleged defense. All he does is hold his dick and then hold his arms like this and gives up an and one and is so surprised when the shot goes in. It's like, yeah, dude, all you did was this. Fun fact, there's a whole drill in camp that shooters shoot over guys doing this. So yeah, you doing this, everybody doesn't do anything. Has no basketball IQ. He's arguably the dumbest person in basketball. So oftentimes when he comes down the court with the ball in his hand, he makes the wrong decision or he just gets nervous
going off.
And passes to LeBron every time.
Putting the Stephen A on Kwame right now, bro.
He's not an adequate player. He's not a bad player. He's a really fucked up player. When I say a fucked up player, I mean he's like an NBA mistake. He has a scoring mentality with no scoring ability. He has the handles, but those handles often lead to turnovers. He has a defensive body with no defensive IQ, so oftentimes he's giving up fouls because if his arms were actually a bit shorter, he would not foul people. But instead, he has 6'9", going on a very solid wingspan, and he's slapping people's arms instead of the ball and drawing fouls. Kuzma is an idiot. Get him out of L.A. Don't want him. Won't miss him. Honestly, he could go for a second-round pick, and there's a good chance we replace him with a guy like Peyton Pritchard level, and I'd be happy. Even less than Peyton Pritchard. Honestly, it could be Dwayne Bacon level because at least Dwayne Bacon knows who he is and is self-aware and what he will do for the team. All right, you guys got it.
B-Souls, how do you feel about Carl Durant?
Yo, first of all, Rudy, that's for TikTok. I don't know what else to tell you, bro. but Carl Durant, Kuzma, from the quote, you said he literally thinks he's Kawhi Leonard. That's what I heard.
25 points per game and guarding 1 through 4 is like would make him guarding 1 through 4 would literally make him one of the
Kawhi.
It would make him one of the best defenders of all time.
Or guarding 1 through 4 would be the best player in the world today. That's who he thinks he could be while being
literally. I'm not gonna lie, it would.
So it's like, not even just averaging 25 on 50. He said being an all-star. So he's shooting it at a somewhat efficient level. And the defense thing, I already talked about that. I'm not even going to.
25 points per game.
I feel like to be in the NBA, there's a certain level of confidence you need to have. But with that confidence, man, sometimes motherfuckers just get delusional, Bryce.
So I say he's the NBA's mistake.
I don't even want to be that guy. But can you say things like that on LeBron's team? Like did LeBron call him after that and be like, You're not that guy.
No, that is him publicly requesting a trade. In my ears.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously, yeah, in my opinion, I think he's done with being on LeBron's team. He's saying his role is inconsistent. He has arguably the most consistent role in basketball. Come off the bench, score points, play competent defense.
He was the scapegoat this year. There's always one of you.
You know what's funny, though, about Kyle Kuzma and his position is that it's not like there's like a plethora of people at that position on that team to like take up his space. So when he said that, I don't know if he felt slighted because Alex Caruso got a couple more minutes or something like that, but that was, to me, that was just dumb. Like, that was just so dumb of him to say. It's ridiculous. Hey, I hope he enjoys, I don't know, Orlando?
Nobody
or Sacramento or some shit like that.
And that's the biggest thing. I was going to save that for my video at least, but nah, fuck it. My main thing about this whole situation is we're talking about Kuz is going to get traded where? Who wants him? Seriously, who would genuinely want Kyle Kuzma? Let's answer that question right now.
Any team rebuilding, a team that's looking for a young, because he's what, 20, what, 5? 24? No, 25, 26. Relatively young player, average to above average score. I mean, again, you put him on a bad team, I won't be surprised if he actually starts to play better because he's getting a bigger opportunity. And he's actually using, like Biso says, the confidence that he has because he's always had that. When Lonzo was there and he was looking great, he had the confidence to look great. He has the capabilities of being a good player. It's just playing with LeBron, it gets neutralized. And if you don't know yourself, if you don't know the role you need to play, playing with LeBron, which a lot of young guys typically don't realize or know, it's not going to be easy. I can remember a couple years ago as a Laker fan, arguing with plenty of Laker fans that Brandon Ingram was trash. And then I was like, oh, no, maybe he might not be that trash. But regardless, it was a consensus that niggas thought Brandon Ingram was not that guy. The moment he gets to New Orleans and actually has a role that fulfilled that fits him, he's a fucking all-star. Or he's tending to be an all-star, and he plays way, way better than what he did on the Lakers. I can see that happening for Kuz in some way. Not necessarily being an all-star immediately. Hell, might not be the first 2 years off the team. But he's going to be happier. He's going to be more comfortable. It's going to be less stressful. And the lights won't be as bright in Cleveland or Orlando. So he's going to look better. Just like Jeremy Grant.
That's what I was going to
be. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, no. Literally. Nah, I first of all disagree about the Brandon Ingram take because I was already there. I was telling Laker fans Brandon Ingram's better. I was telling Laker fans prior to LeBron that, Brandon Ingram's our best player. He just has to put it together. He makes the best decisions. He has the most potential. It's all there. My whole thing was he just eats a couple hamburgers, jump shot falls, he'd be amazing. He didn't eat the hamburgers, but the jump shot started to fall. You know who Andrew Wiggins is?
Yes,
I do.
Okay. Andrew Wiggins, do you know how his career went down? He had a rookie season, obviously, a sophomore season where he improved his scoring and he looked a bit more efficient, where the Bounce Bros, which they called him and LaVine, looked fantastic. We're going to run Minnesota. He proceeds to score an even better clip the following season, but somehow the Timberwolves still don't win games. As in 2016-17, the Minnesota Timberwolves only won 31 games. So next season, they acquire Jimmy Butler. But because they limited the Wiggs role, Wiggs only averages 17 points. And the efficiency stays pretty much the same. He doesn't seem happy. They didn't do a good job, blah, blah, blah. Next season, go back to losing. Wiggs looks back in trash. But that's just him adjusting from being on the bench to getting the ball again, yada, yada, yada. Then the following season, it's trade time for him. You know, contract year, about to get paid. So they're like, okay, we're going to give you the ball. We're going to trust you. Let's finally see what you're about. And he does the same thing he did for the past 5 years. His first year in Golden State, though. His first year in Golden State, he's looked like a better defender. He's looked like a better shooter, a smarter player overall. And he's not even averaging that much less points than he has for his entire career. He's averaging 18.6 points. And his efficiency, if you think I'm gassing it, his career high efficiency prior to Golden State was
46. I'm looking at it right now.
In his second season, yeah, he's at 48% here. And for 3-point wise, his third season where he shot 35% on 3 threes a game. He shot 38% on 5. Yeah. Kuz needs that. The problem is he doesn't know he needs that. Maybe he doesn't like LeBron. Maybe he doesn't fit with LeBron. I don't fucking know. Honestly, I don't fucking care. But if we think shot chucking Kuz, number one option Kuz, is the answer for this dude, it's not. He needs to be in a role where he can. I don't even fucking know. The dude sucks. I guess if you give him a veteran playmaker on the bench, you have him come off the bench with said veteran playmaker, he can give you a cool 14, 13 off the bench and hopefully become a more efficient player. But another thing, he's about to turn 26. On July 24th, he turns 26. He's not a young-esque player, essentially. And he's only had 5 seasons in the NBA coming up. Well, he's only had 4 or 5 come up. Meaning, not only is he not necessarily young, he's also still arguably inexperienced, per se, if 5 seasons is enough for people. Meaning, he's a player who is only going to get so much better any fucking way. Because at some point, he's going to run past his physical prime. Because what is his physical prime going to last until, like, 27, 28, 29, maybe? So, at some point, he's going to start getting older. He's going to have to play smarter basketball. And he hasn't shown from being one of the 5 dumbest players in the NBA today. So...
Do y'all think Kuz is getting overrated at this point? Because someone brought it up in the chat.
Yes.
He was the 25th overall pick in his draft.
I think overhate in the sense of what people had set for him, yes. I don't fuck with him because he's in the headlines every fucking day. Talking about how he's doing this and he's doing that and we never fucking see it. The defense has improved, but so...
In his defense,
for him to then think he can guard elite wings is ridiculous.
Now the one through four thing is a little bit ridiculous. But in his defense, I know he looked at the Jeremy Grant thing, going from 12 points to 22. If you look at his first and second season, where he averaged 16 points and then 18 points the first season with LeBron, I know that that's what he's looking at as well. And there is an argument out there that playing with LeBron does. I don't want to say stunt your growth, but it limits who you are/can be as a player.
You have to fit with LeBron's play style when you play.
Mm-hmm. So is there an argument? And 18 points is close. Like 18 points your second year is nothing to bat your eye. That's something that should be talked about. How he can get 5 more points. I understand how he feels that way. Do I think the list that Sage listed off is a pretty good list? Like 25 points per game ain't nothing to bat your eye at. No, and then to say you could do one through four defensively, like Bisol said, that's like prime Kawhi, and then you'd be like the best player on the planet. Like
if you're a 20-point per game scorer, that's
yeah. But being a 25-point per game all star is some of the best players. Yeah.
Again, this is the same panel of people who legit. Before we started the pod. We were just here talking about the problem with WNBA basketball outside of not wanting to be looking like lesbians was the coaching and how players are used. And if they let players be free, they will look a lot better and the game will be better. That is a thing in the NBA. Brandon Jennings went on Gilbert Arenas' podcast and said it. Gilbert Arenas has said it. Plenty of players have said it in the NBA that coaches will legit hold you back. Kuzma showed, and this is a guy, I, lifelong Laker fan, I was there day one. I remember Kuzma. Day one, rookie Kuz. None of this bullshit being said about Kuz was a thing. That running hook, it was hitting, and niggas was hype about it. Like this man Omar just said, he was averaging 16 his first year with Lonzo, 18 his second year with Lonzo. The thing is, the thing I need people to understand is Lonzo got him the ball immediately and got him in his spots and made him look – it made him look nice. It helped. When you have a guy to get you the ball where you need it, it makes the game easier. When you're playing with LeBron, the thing is, the ball might – you change. It's not getting the ball where you like for everything to be great. It's getting the ball where LeBron needs the ball to go for what he sees being a thing. If people haven't seen DeMar Shumpert talking about LeBron, LeBron has photographic memory. That nigga – like he said it point blank in the interview – half the time, he don't even know what he's talking about. He just says, shump, hand, A, corner. He just memorizes the game in a specific way. And when you're that guy, when you're number two all time, you have a certain leeway and pull with the teams that you run. Everyone knows LeBron is the system. Therefore, everything changes with LeBron.
What all time?
Huh?
What all time?
Second. amongst the masses, he's considered the second best all time. I'm just saying. I'm speaking from a broad point of view, not my point of view. Stop it. So you know he's the GOAT. No, I'm just saying. Just, come on. I thought you greened out. Release.
You're not going to catch me. We're fine.
You're not going to catch me.
I'm just saying.
A guy like Kuzma, if you, like I said, I'm not saying put him on the Warriors like Wiggins, which the Wiggins take, Sage, come on, bro. You're better than that. Literally, the problem with Wiggins in Minnesota, Minnesota has no winning culture. The nigga's already uninspired. He needs a reason to play.
But what Jimmy Butler said that himself. But what were the Lakers?
What
prior
number
to
one
LeBron
overall pick needs a reason to play?
Yeah. So you're telling me Ben Simmons don't look uninspired? There's plenty of motherfuckers that are uninspired.
And he gets criticism.
I'm not saying that he should avoid criticism. I'm just saying certain players need initiatives to play. Certain motherfuckers don't got that dog in them. Wiggins is a guy that doesn't have the dog in him. He has all the talent. He just don't got no heart. He's like Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant got a ton of fucking talent. He don't got no fucking heart. But it's plenty of players like that. Wiggins went to the Warriors. He's playing with the Currys, the Draymonds, who will legit get the best out of you because Draymond's going to talk his shit. Draymond's going to tell you what you need to fucking hear. Just like Jimmy Butler was that guy.
Wiggins just didn't like it.
Wiggins just looked happier. That's why he seemed better for the Warriors. He looked more in tune. He looked more wanting to play the game of basketball because he was in a winning environment. He wasn't in a place with this dark-ass cloud of fucking the factory of sadness. That was the Timberwolves. That's the thing with Wiggins.
But that's what you're dodging with Kuz, though. What were the Lakers with Luke Walton, the future of Xavier Henry at the time?
The Lakers at the time when Kuzma got there was a team with no identity, relying on their young guys to just develop and play ball, which means he got the ball as much as he possibly wanted and could because Lonzo got everybody the ball. That he could get the ball like that. Lonzo did not shoot. Lonzo legit just passed like legit. B-Souls, I bring this up every time we talk about Kuzma. You called this nigga Ben Simmons with tattoos in summer league. Like Kuzma's career was birthed off of playing with Lonzo and Lonzo getting him the ball. Niggas don't know who Kuzma was if it wasn't for Lonzo getting him the ball and showing what he could do. He had the free reign to do that. When LeBron gets there, that reign is shrunk in. Then you bring AD there, that ring is significantly shrunk in.
I think what Dom was saying, Sage, is that like it's not about necessarily winning because they're winning. Like last year was not an anomaly, but injuries or whatever. It's the way that you have to win with LeBron. And this is like an argument that has been told before. If it was a different situation, I think Kyle Kuzma would be happier. He might even be thriving more. But it's the fact that we have to win with LeBron this type of way.
Nah, I'm not talking about just translating the wins. I'm saying y'all are bringing up the first two seasons in LA. I'm telling you guys, it was a situation where they attacked Lonzo Ball, not Kyle Kuzma. Kyle Kuzma could have been straight trash and nobody would have cared because Lonzo Ball was number two. But he was also
the 25th pick and no one had expectations for him coming into the season.
That's what I'm saying. So it's not 100% going to Andrew Wiggins, but now that we have Kyle Kuzma in our mind. Now that we know who Kyle Kuzma is, we can properly traject what he do in the Kuzma winning culture. The best situation for Kyle Kuzma, and that best situation for Kyle Kuzma is not, probably will not ever be a 25 point per game all-star elite defending player. That is something that just that honestly, respectfully, that's just wishing shit, just to wish shit. Like in that case, I bet. I think Svi, whatever the hell his last name is going to be a top five shooter of all time because Duke can shoot.
Like Mikhailu, the greatest shooter of all time?
Mikhailu?
Yeah, Mikhailu. Yeah. I forgot my man's last name, but nah, I fuck with Svi tough.
Former Laker, by the way.
Yeah, of course, man. I ain't gonna lie. Today we got to talk about that young Lakers core actually all working out. More than one of these days from Jordan Clarkson all the way down to
Larry
Randall,
Nance, Julius, Mo Wagner, Thomas Bryant, Lonzo, Ingram.
All I'm saying, they knew what they was doing, man. Hey, chill.
I was about to say, y'all wouldn't listen. We'll talk about them one day. But I want to go from one light skinned menace in Carl Kuzma to another one in Drake.
Oh,
listen,
that was weird. I don't care. The drama was weird.
Listen, It's out there. Everybody's seen the video. Drake at the Dodger Stadium on a date with Amari Bailey's mother. I don't know her name. Somebody in chat can drop her name. But on a date with Amari Bailey's mother at a hit-out Dodger Stadium after being seen at a couple of games of Amari Bailey's, what looks like to be to get with his mom. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Say my two cents.
I don't think it's that weird looking at like the actual ages. Like is Drake seems like, you know, pretty young.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about
like how old is Drake? How old is Drake?
He's 37 or something. Drake's old, 36 maybe.
Okay, Drake's 36. Amari Bailey's how old? 15, 16?
Amari Bailey's mom or
a teenager?
He's a child. He's a baby.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah. Amari Bailey himself is a teenager and his mom is what?
Amari baby. She's 40.
She got to be in her 30s. Oh, is she 40? Yeah. Damn, she could look good for
40. I don't see what's weird about that.
God damn.
I don't see what's
weird. I don't get why people are so interested in the dumbest shit. It's crazy to me how this became a thing. She's a grown ass woman. She's single. Drake is a grown ass man. He's single. There are plenty of motherfuckers going out here dating basketball moms just because she's beautiful. Niggas care? Like, I don't get it.
Man, I'm taking it a step further. My whole thing, when I said weird prior to the section, it wasn't about what Drake's doing. No, I'm talking about, bro, I could never be that famous, bro. I'm sorry. If I gotta worry about a fucking drone, bro, like, you could tell Drake looking at it. And a lot of girls were saying this shit, so sorry if I sound girly when I said, bro, you could just see the uncomfort on this nigga's face when he looks up and sees a drone with a camera staring at this nigga on a private. Bro, come on.
That's a little cap. Now, I'm not going to agree to that. I'm not going to agree to that. As Drake, you have your lifestyle set up a certain way, so you know what you know what is and isn't possible. You know if you put yourself in Dodger Stadium, an open stadium, that there's a high possibility. I mean, the highest of possibilities that there's going to be a drone, just like you rapped in your songs, apparently, that a drone is going to fly over to catch you. Like, you know that this is your life now. Like, when you become famous,
I don't think you can get used to that.
Don't. Thank you. Like, you wake up.
That's not something.
You live life. You text somebody. Yada, yada, yada. Listen, you're used to a drone.
No, you don't.
No way.
There's no celebrity used to that fame. Never has there been no celebrity. Kanye's not used to that shit. Justin Bieber's not used to it. He's been famous since he was fucking 11. Like, there's no one used to that's not normal. That's not normal. No human is going to be used to, if I rent out a stadium to have a date with a person, a fucking drone flies. That's not no one thinks of that.
I'm glad Don stepped up because I know I was going to be like, all right, I guess. There's no way. There's no mental preparation. Do you understand that there's criminals, 5-star GTA level felons out there that we can't find when we could apparently just put drones out there, but Aubrey Graham on a date, drone them.
Michael Jackson was the most famous motherfucker on the planet at one point, and he had to have a plethora of disguises because he was not comfortable with that level of fame and attention. Like, no normal human being is okay with that level of fame. It's just weird. Like, you can be okay with it to a certain extent. For a certain amount of time, you can put up with it, or so cool because, you know, you grew up wanting to be famous and written. But at a certain point of that shit constantly, think about it. Drake has been popping since 2007, 2008. It's 2021. That whole span of time, he has been in the limelight, in the fucking public's eye. At some point in time, that shit gets old. It gets tiring. LeBron James is not used. He don't like the shit. No one likes that. No one wants that. No one's okay and comfortable with that level of famous, like that level of fame and attention for a long period of time. It's just not normal. Beyonce's not okay with it. Jay-Z is not okay with it. The fucking president. Imagine if presidents got to run terms longer than 8 years. Imagine if there was a 15-year president. Niggas would be tired by year 11. They'd be like, God damn it. I gotta have these niggas with me all the time.
Two terms? Oh, nah.
Bro, look at Obama's hair. When office, he looked great. When he was done, he looked ragged. That nigga looked tired.
Yeah.
It's like you know your lifestyle, but I'm a million and a half percent with Dom. Where I'm like a drone. Like,
and again, y'all. And again, it's because we don't live that lifestyle. You know, I do. Because
we don't. You gave me my bad. Big
game. No. And to be honest with you, let me do speak from my little experience. Like, and I've had this conversation with, like the likes of Davis and everything like that. You know, I tell Davis why we don't go to, you know, we should go to Lenox or we should go play basketball outside. But recognizing the level of success you are, you have to understand like some of these things that you just can't do like a regular person anymore. So you can't go to Lenox because you understand that you're going to get mobbed. You can't go outside because you know what attention that brings to you, especially if you're driving X car or other, you know, other flashy things. So then let me say this. Drake's lyric in his song Lemon Pepper Freestyle, talking about the daycare. Pull up to the front in a fleet of Suburbans, flooded French immersions with the Secret Service. Shit so obvious, it defeats the purpose. You can't tell me that Drake pulls up in his Chrome Hearts, Rolls Royce, fleet of Suburbans and all this to Dodger Stadium in the heart of downtown LA. That somebody, like, when he looks up and sees a drone, is like, oh my God, how did they know I was here? Damo, you okay?
Oh, I just watched this man Cam Johnson destroy PJ Tucker with this dunk. I'm sorry, I'm watching it.
My OBS is frozen too.
Fuck. But I don't see how you can say to yourself like, "Oh my gosh, how did they know I was here?" When you have admitted that I have the way that I travel is so obvious that it's me, it defeats the purpose of even calling it a Secret Service or anything like this. When I travel, you know it's Drake. The celebrity that I acquire, we know the links these people go to acquire photos and everything. That was popcorn chat. Acquire photos and everything like that of celebrities. We know that they go extreme lengths. So to look up and say that, oh man, this drone is here. That's crazy. And I'm in an outdoor stadium. To me, I don't think that he was like, oh man, this is so inconvenient. If you wanted privacy, Drake, you would have went to a restaurant. So he needs to not tell that lie. I know it was fantastical and everything. You want to impress this woman. But if you wanted privacy, I just don't believe that he was so shocked that, oh my God, there's a drone here. If you wanted privacy, you would have went to a...
What did he say about it? Did he say he was shocked that a drone found him?
He didn't say anything.
Or was he just... I feel like he was more like, man, why the fuck can't I have a normal day? Like, I mean, and like you said...
As I'm at Dodger Stadium having...
I'm just saying... I understand you, like you said, oh man, after you get to a certain point, you live a lifestyle where it's like, oh man, you can't live this normal life no more. But you're talking about, you use Davis and fucking YouTube niggas. I promise you, the level of fame of a Davis ain't shit compared to a level of fame. Davis don't need fucking private security 24/7 rocking with him. He don't need that. Davis could go to Linux. Yes, Davis will get recognized by, you know, 20 fucking teenagers, maybe a good bit of fucking young adults. Drake shuts down the mall. He goes to Linux.
But why I'm saying that's not true is because I've been out with them in other places, and it's hindered our shopping experience. And this is from like, and I understand AMP's demographic, like the children that they do have an audience too, but again, it's hindered our shopping experience. It's hindered videos because of how quote unquote famous they are. So I can only imagine then the elevation to Drake. You know that you can't live. So you can't be surprised when non-normal things happen. The only reason why I'm saying that is Sage's point of saying that he saw some women on the timeline saying that Drake looked like he was so shocked. I don't believe that either.
I feel Dom missed the mark just now was he rented out a whole stadium to get that normal life. Renting out a stadium is not normal, but that's what he did to then finally.
You good? Cam Johnson went crazy, yo. That's what Dom had to get. Go ahead. I'm playing.
But nah, he rented that stadium to finally get that escape and to finally be like, okay, now I can sit down, relax, and enjoy my date one-on-one and
have a dinner outside in an open area.
Yeah, but even with that, he rented out the whole area. So then nobody's supposed to have access to it. He's paid everything. The one thing he can't pay for is flight. And god damn it, a drone is out there. Like, he paid to live that regular day. He paid for that. He went abnormal as fuck. Yes, he's outside, but he paid for a no access zone, which was renting out the stadium. And for a drone, something where unless he has a fucking laser to shoot down, he can't do anything about a drone. That's just like, dude.
Dog, paparazzi climb mountains for people. Paparazzi, and I'm not saying that any of this is, and you know that that's your thing. If you wanted the privacy that we're claiming, you can rent out Dodger Stadium, have the dinner in the owner's box. Have the dinner on the inside. Don't have the dinner outside. I get the cute gesture.
There's no way he had to think about that as well. There's no. I'm sorry.
Listen, Sage. Then you're missing the value that is. There's this allure. You can't think. You can't even think of. You can't overthink the smallest of details. Like that's. Then you're being unsafe. To be quite honest with you, like that's what you are. But what I'm saying is, yes, I just said celebrities. I mean, paparazzi have climbed mountains to get to celebrities. I don't understand that.
I get it, but like he already thought, like he already met the criteria. He did everything, and to get caught lacking by a drone hundreds of feet in the air, I don't think that's lacking at all. I'm just like,
no, I don't think it's lacking. I think it's what he wanted. I mean, he rapped about it, so I don't think that's he's rapped about it before, so I don't understand that. He's apparently there's like a lyric about him getting caught.
I thought that was just a meme. Like, I thought that was just a
no. Apparently, that's like a real thing. I can find the lyric, but
maybe it's something that happened before. I don't think
maybe it's part of the rollout.
I never happened before. But let me say this, and mind you, the confirmation will be when he has it as a rap lyric. To me, that'll be like, oh man,
he's definitely gonna rap about it. But I don't think it was intentional. But he's
right, he wanted it. I don't care what. But let me say this:
he rented out Dodger Stadium. It was like, you know what, man.
I hope somebody drops this drone in.
That bar gonna be fire.
I don't think that he thought that. I don't think he thought that, but he wasn't like, oh my gosh, I'm so surprised that there was this drone here.
I'm sorry.
It's a possibility. My thing that makes this so weird is that why are you hanging around this 15-year-old kid in order to get to his mom? That's a little weird to me.
Because LeBron James is his friend and he's on Bronny's team.
It's AAU season. They're not on the same team no more.
No. But what I'm saying is all it would take is LeBron inviting him to one of the school's games, him being there with Bron and seeing some attractive woman walk by and being like, oh, shit, bro, who mama is that? Oh, bro, that's blah, 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 blah. And now he's trying to get on with Amari Bailey's mom.
Right.
The mom introduces her new date to her son, Amari Bailey. And just like with plenty of other high school, he's pulled up to plenty of the high school kids' games. This is a normal thing. We've seen plenty of celebrities embrace high school basketball players who are bound to be in the league. This isn't new. So I don't see what's weird about this.
So what I'm saying is, if your introduction is Bronny James, I don't disagree. They all went to Bronny James, a bunch of people, celebrities and celebrity kids' games and all this stuff for the celebrities. For you to then pursue this relationship with the mom away from the Bronny James situation, it's not like at the time that he met them at the Bronny James situation, he got introduced to the mom and they started chopping it up. No, he then continued to go to Amari Bailey game specifically. No Bronny James, no nothing. This is him and his AAU. So now you're going to Amari Bailey and then you're trying to get with your mom. That's like me saying to you, Damo, she's attractive over there, but the best way to get in with her, start going to our son's games, bro.
How many games do you know of him going to Bronny? Like, do you know how many games he went to, actually? Or are you assuming?
We have evidence of him going to, what, two games? I think it's two games of Bronny's.
And when was this?
Actually, I think it's the one game of Bronny's. But this was at,
That's the one Baller's Life got.
Right.
But you do know they play more than one game a season, right? And I'm pretty sure Baller's Life does it. They put every single Bronny game on their channel?
He's been at AAU games for Amari Bailey.
But
that's what
I'm saying is AAU comes after the high school season.
Right.
Therefore, if he's went to a plethora of high school games, to see Bronny, support Bron, and go to Bronny's games, and ended up meeting the mom. And now he's going to AAU games with the mom. What is weird about this?
You going to first? That's so weird. That's so fucking weird.
That's not weird.
You going to AAU game again? This is the one game. All we know is the one game. So we can. I'm only going. I'm not sprinkling in any extra things. It was a one game to support Bronny James, and Amari Bailey was his teammate. Cool. Then you start going to this woman's child's games. Are these dates to you that you're going on this woman's child's games? And then why are you also, like, I don't want to say fake and involved in his life, but there's also these clips of him of giving him after game,
yeah,
after game talks. And that's so weird.
You do realize
that's so to weird, bro. Like, bro, for real, maybe he's trying to be a stepdad.
But that's what I'm saying. That's not what weird, me to believe. That's not weird, bro.
If you're trying to get with her and she has a son, I mean, yeah, do what you gotta do.
Hey, I've had zero stepdads, and I want you to know. I want you to listen. I want you to know. My mom's friends better not come to my games after knowing us for 2 months, dog.
Damn friends. Let me tell you from a person who's had three stepmoms and two different stepfathers. What, one real stepfather?
Mm.
If the person is trying to be involved with your parent, and your parent lets them know you, the child, is a vital aspect of their life, and if you want to be in my life, you need to be involved in their life. If that's how the parent puts it, it's not fake. I don't know anybody who, after one game, is sitting here crying on a nigga's shoulder after he loses.
Hey, where's the crying on his shoulder thing?
It was crying. I'm going to say, you know, when they lost that game that they lost right after Bron got knocked out the playoffs, and he was like, oh, man, Bron must be bad luck. Even Bronny's losing.
It
that
did game, look like he was just patting his shoulder.
No, that nigga was crying.
I thought he was just giving
Drake
him
show,
like a pep talk after.
Bro, the word of it. Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Red.
Maybe I misread what I seen, but his face looked red, mm-hmm, like he was crying, and a nigga like dead ass patted that nigga's head like on
when he was wearing like green or whatever? Yeah, I thought he was just like.
I don't know. I wish I had a photograph from him. I could tell you. But regardless, he was coddling the nigga after a loss. That's not weird. And I can only assume because AAU happens after high school basketball, he's went to more than one high school game. And again, if he's going on dates with the mom, and this is just, there's been plenty of celebrities who went on dates, plenty of dates, and been caught months down the line, weeks down the line, on date, whatever. But they've been seeing each other. They've just been able to hide it. You think this is their first Dodger Stadium getting ran out?
What
that's their
the
first
fuck, nigga? Do you think I don't understand why you think Drake is able to hide stuff? If he went to more of those games, we would have seen
Drake
him at
his
more
child.
Of those games.
What are you talking about?
Damo, if Drake went to more Bronny James public school games, we would have seen more footage of Drake going to Bronny James public school game.
We wouldn't have. You
why would we have not?
I ain't gonna lie. I gotta play. I got 100% disagree.
You only see it if ball is like is there. That's why I say, is Bronny, is every one of Bronny's games on Ball is Life? If you can answer that question, then we can have a conversation.
No, I'm saying no.
Bronny James and Drake are in the same building.
Yeah, you can't say that. You can't. You can't.
And Ball is Life has to be
we all
there.
On different pages. What is Sam saying?
Yeah. Right, I'm saying Omar can't say it because his whole take was Drake lives this lifestyle. He knows what he needs to do to be in the secret. If he wants to do these things, he's more responsible than that. You can't then say there's no way that he could have X game or Y game without being seen. He'd have to, by your logic, he'd have to know how to do that. He would have.
I'm saying, though, and I think me and B Souls are saying the same thing. If he went to a public school, game with the quote unquote most famous high school player at the moment, there's no way he could hide that.
I ain't gonna lie, that's tough.
There's no way, and not even Damo. You keep thinking about Ball is Life. I'm talking about TikTok, Instagram photos, anything like that. Like, I don't understand.
There are plenty of motherfuckers y'all don't follow on TikTok. There are plenty of motherfuckers y'all don't follow on Instagram. There's plenty of shit happening all the time. People running into celebrities in public arenas that you don't see and never will see that are posted on the internet. Why do you think, like, again,
this
the only way
Drake
we
is a YouTube nigga.
No, all I'm saying is the only way we know about Drake going to, okay, the only way we know about Drake going to these games It's not because of fucking Instagram. It's not because of TikTok.
Hikey, I found out first on TikTok. Is like,
you and who posted it?
Me too.
It was some little white girl. It was some little white girl that goes to school. I swear to God, the first thing I found out was on TikTok. They use the
auto-generated captions.
Drake is at my high school game. I swear to you, that's the first one. And then there was another girl who was afraid to take a picture, so she walked by and then took a picture and everything like that. Y'all ain't seen that one?
Yeah,
but it was
did all the surface run the same time?
Yeah, but I seen those videos before the Ball is Life videos.
Yeah, obviously, because Ball is Life will come out after. But
I seen those TikToks you got before. It. And what you I'm got saying it. Hey, is you got it. There's no way when you was in high school, there's no way that if Drake showed up to your
sides.
Shit.
That's why all I said was tough, because I see both sides.
Drake showed up to your high school and was like just there. You can't tell me a flood of pictures and everything wouldn't have came out, bro. He went to one game.
A flood of pictures would have came out, and it would have surfaced and been crazy in that small area. I guarantee you, Omar, all the kids in the Atlanta high school,
and that's where I was going.
No,
and that's where I was going. I'm a playing a perfect situation right now. Let's say Drake literally popped up on here. We all took a picture of him. There's no way that all four of us posted a picture of Drake, and that shit gets millions and millions of likes. I guarantee right now that is.
But there's no way kids in New York high schools are going to see Drake was in a school in California.
It's not about your TikTok getting the millions of likes. It's about Kicks on Fire picking it up because they got his sneaker pics. It's about Hot New Celeb, the blog pages picking it up and picking it up and picking it up. So it won't be no secret that, hey, Drake was at John's High School at this time. From what the evidence that we have, Drake has been to one game of Bronny James when Bronny and Amari are the same team. You can put evidence in there as much as you want to. And then he went and he started going to Amari Bailey's games. You can play this whole stepdad thing. I don't know the situations that you've been, but if you're telling me that in like a 2 month span that these people that wanted to play these bigger roles started just coddling you after losses and everything like that, it's a weird play to get to somebody's mom. And it's going to be even weirder when in 2 to 3 weeks, he's not dealing with this woman. It's weird that he used this child to get to this mom. That's all I'm saying.
So in two to three months, if they're in a committed relationship,
it'll still be weird to me.
And if it comes out, and if the story comes out and he's like, yeah, I went to a good amount of games and chopped it up, blah, 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 then what are we going to say? I'm sorry, Dom, you were right. I was wrong. That's all I'm saying.
I ain't gonna lie. Omar, you had a last word here, but my whole thing is, and it may be the stupid take of it. How do we know that this was the exact period of events? For all we could know, hey, Drake been known shorty. We don't know that. Like, he, after all, we are up taking and down taking Drake's life. There's one thing about Drake in terms of women, Drake don't need to try. It is possible she could have DM'd him. We don't know. We just do not know. So my whole thing is it possible that before he was cool with the kid, that they already had a thing going on? By all means, they didn't have to meet at a game. Bronny could have had a party fucking years ago, and Shawty was there. All I'm saying is it's possible. So I can't really adjust it in a weird way. Although obviously, looking at it in the way that like a lot of people are, you can have that claim, but I personally don't, because I'm like, I don't know how shit broke down. Now, if I knew for a fact that Drake was cool with him first, then met the mother for the first time, okay, I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of crazy. But I don't even know, let alone think that could have been the case. I think they've probably been known each other personally.
This 17-year-old, listen, if we're seriously talking about Drake's history with women, Drake has a weird history with women just all around. I don't know if anybody else knows that.
Yeah, I don't know too much, but I've heard.
So him and his weird history with women only lets me know, or only allows me to believe that, hey, this is a weird, and the way that he navigates life is as a weirdo, especially when it comes to these things. We're talking about a guy who flew out to have lunch with like 13-year-old Millie Bobby Brown, Stranger Things, just to give her some advice. The same guy who, I think when Billie Eilish turned 18, his caption under her Instagram thing was finally with the demon eyes, weird as hell. And then for what was that? More Life. He wrote several songs and an interlude about Georgia Smith, who was at the time when they were having conversations. She was like 16, 17. A weird man. Lying about the relationship that he had with Serena Williams. A weird man. So that's all I have to say about young Drizzy Drake. I feel like he's using the 17-year-old, the way the timeline lines up. He's using the 17-year-old in order to get with his mother, which I would just say is hella weird.
I don't know about using. But
I get what you're saying. But hey.
Shout out to the Bucks, by the way. I see the scoreboard. Fortunately,
they up.
Giannis. And chat. And by the way, chat was saying, and I assume we're moving on. Chat was saying it was a helicopter. I mean, obviously, a little bit less freaky than a drone, but it doesn't. Like, why are y'all geeking about that? It doesn't change the subject, really.
It's Drake. I feel like if Michael Jackson was in an open thing, they would just like a helicopter.
Yeah, a helicopter is more common than a drone. Fair enough, but like it's still the same.
And hell, let's not even say. Well, that's the other thing too. We're acting as if even if it was just a drone, we're acting as if the drone saw Drake's cars. They planted it, went up, and then flew over to Dodger Stadium. This could just have been somebody flying a drone at night. Turned it to Dodger Stadium.
It could be. I have to be fair. It could just be. It is Dodger Stadium. It could just be flying around
and having the lights on a non-game night.
I agree. That could have been a thing. But even then, my whole thing is like, bro. Damn. What the fuck? So, hey, that's just my take on it. But yeah, I saw Chad was geeking about the helicopter thing. I know they're way back anyway, but
yeah. I don't know. Shout out to the 90 in the chat. I don't know what's going on with the stream. Basically,
they're dumb late. Like,
that's what I've been getting.
Put it this way. Right now for me, it's 10 o'clock flat. Spam one when you hear me say this.
Yeah, that's what I've been getting. I don't really know what's been going on with the stream.
They're dumb late. Like,
it's been the same settings since like before I gave Sage the stream key. I don't know what's going on. Hopefully I can fix it for the next stream, but bear with us.
Yeah, I'm about to say
the YouTube version should be fine because I have like a local recording that's not based on the internet, so that should be fine.
That's why I said in the chat. Hey, I don't know if you be my DM. I was like, you sure you don't host it? Because I was like, I don't know what YouTube about to look like, but all right, if you got
Did they hit the ones yet or no?
No, they haven't hit it. Trust me, we can move on. They're not going to hit it for a minute.
Yeah, move on. They're like 10 minutes behind, like dead ass.
Bro, literally, somebody just said if he want privacy to bring her to the crib. That lets you know how far back he was.
Yeah, they started laughing at my Kuzma shit 5 minutes ago. they're gone.
I see one motherfucker in there telling me, yo, Sage is hilarious. I'm like, Sage is literally just staring at the screen right now.
Bro, nigga just said celeb do be paying paparazzi to spy on them. They talking about paparazzi right now. When did you bring a paparazzi?
Exactly. Yeah, that was, okay. Then
they're behind.
Why are we smoking chat pack right now?
Then I guess we can, let's move it on. Let's take a little different approach here. Our producer, Wordu, has graciously graced us. With this topic of favorite and overrated anime characters. Who's you guys is?
Sasuke.
Is overrated?
Overrated.
Oh yeah, which one?
Favorite first.
Overrated? I'm saying Sasuke's overrated.
Sasuke's overrated?
I agree.
He is.
He's a glorified emo. What the fuck?
How far are you? I don't want to spoil you.
I finished it with him, but I haven't watched Boruto at all.
Oh, I ain't watched Boruto either. Yeah, his character arc, I mean, it exists. It's kind of shaky. He goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on who he is, what he likes. Like, first he's like, fuck the leaf. I want to gain power. Then he finds out that he's still not strong. Then he gets strong enough, pause. Then he finds out he wants to be even stronger than strong enough. Then he finds out the leaf did that shit to Itachi. So now he's like, fuck the leaf even further. Then he wants to save the leaf. Then he's like, nah, I'm going to save the leaf by killing their leader. And
I'm surprised. Sasuke. If y'all are talking Naruto specifically, Gaara is like the answer for me.
Oh!
Gaara was so strong.
Gaara's boring to me.
Gaara was so strong before Shippuden, though. Like, Gaara was dumb strong. And then
he was arguably the main protagonist of the
literally. Before Shippuden, he was like literally like,
really good.
He was strong. He was like one of the strongest of the young ones. Honestly, he might have been top three out of the young ones. And he might have even been stronger than Sasuke. But after that, he became like a C or D character.
Yeah, until Final Valley with their final battle, by the way. Yeah, nah, Gaara was fucking him up. And even then, Gaara, remember that? I don't know if y'all remember, I forgot his fucking name. But the Bones dude that drunk Lee fought?
Kimimaro,
yeah. Gaara bitched his ass too. So Gaara was still crazy strong at the time. Mm-hmm. I'd probably say Gaara was third. I don't think Gaara's fucking with Sasuke with the curse marks and shit. But
if he fell off a cliff, as soon as shit put it happened.
In terms of power, I think people know he's kind of weak. But in terms of just like liking him or not, yeah, he's overrated as fuck. Cause I don't. Something about Gaara is boring as fuck to me. Like Shippuden Gaara is such Shippuden a lame nigga. The nigga he get done up by Deidara, who's way more interesting than him. Then he comes back because a old lady died for him, literally. Mm-hmm. He goes to the war, don't do shit, but save people with sand. Fights another person who uses sand. then finds a way to see his mother through sand. Like the nigga's an earthbender.
Same thing with Gohan. Like Gohan had this. They set it up to where Gohan could be the strongest person in that series, and then for some reason they were just no.
Oh, but that's different. That was writing and creative differences. That's very different. Like Gohan was actually set up to take the reign. Like they were going to write Goku off and Goku was going to die. But then I forget, either the creator realized how important Goku was, or they realized how the sales and viewership went down because niggas really thought Goku wasn't going to be there and brought that nigga back. And then they was like, well, Gohan is OP, but we got double down now.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm a Dragon Ball nerd. I know the exact answer. Basically, what happened is Gohan's a reactionary character. So Gohan would have to be pushed. Like people like Gohan's at his best. All right, I'm gonna start over. When is Vegeta at his best? When he's kicking someone's ass, right? Mm-hmm. When Vegeta is just beating the shit out of people, he's cocky. That's when Vegeta's at his best. When is Goku at his best? When he gets beat the fuck up, powers up, overpowers the bad guy. Gohan's at his best when you bully him, and then he snaps, right? That's why everybody loves Super Saiyan 2. Mm-hmm. Now, if Gohan's the strongest person in the show, how do you get that same effect? If Goku's gone and Vegeta's weaker than Gohan, how do you get that same effect in the show of bullying Gohan to a point where he snaps? Like, what are you going to do? Beat up his friends and then kill someone in his face and he popped off again? Like you, it wouldn't work. But versus Goku, who's established this uncanny ability to get people on his side, and he's going to be the same person no matter what. You can write endless timelines on ways that Goku would react, because Goku going to be the same person regardless. But Gohan's going to react to whoever's in his face, and Gohan don't even want to fight anyway. So that's why that happened. Yeah, I'm a Dragon Ball geek. I ain't gonna bullshit you.
You sure?
I promise you. I'm nerdy as fuck. Why?
Why? You sure?
Positive, yeah. Why?
Y'all want to have a dragon?
Because my most overrated is Vegeta. That nigga I'm gonna say Vegeta, and I'm gonna give my reasons. One, the creator don't even like Vegeta. He wants Vegeta out of there, but because so many people like him, he always has to get this nigga getting beat the fuck up just to justify him not liking it.
Anyone who's like, why don't Vegeta win? He don't like him.
The creators don't like Vegeta. That's why he never wins. That's why he's always second. Yeah. That's why he's always behind Goku. Mm-hmm. That's why he always, I'm the prince of all Saiyans, and gets done dirty. Because the creators don't like the nigga.
He doesn't. Even if he hasn't stated it outright, you can tell he doesn't.
And I ain't gonna lie to you, even though I know we don't consider, I know GT isn't technically canon, the fact that this nigga had to cheat to get Super Saiyan 4 ain't sat right to me since I was a fucking kid. I don't care.
It didn't make sense of all people. Vegeta's gonna cheat?
Bro, he cheated, bro. When Bulma had to beam that nigga up to Super Saiyan 4, bro, I was like, this nigga's whack. There's no coming back from it. This nigga's done. He's done.
I watched that shit ass GT. Remember the baby arc? How did baby get strong? He clapped the
He clapped Vegeta, bitch. Bro, you talking about Lil Baby?
Vegeta's so fucking overrated, bro.
Imagine Lil Baby.
Vegeta's overrated. Lil Baby and Dragon Ball Z. And if I have to, and listen, I'm going to say, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I'm about to be controversial, my nigga.
Go ahead. Say something else, bro. I'll get my Dragon Ball in a minute, but go ahead. Say some bullshit.
Attack on Titan is just overrated. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry.
At least, you on the defense.
Listen.
I know you're late.
Wait. They didn't even spend one yet. So
they didn't spend one yet, but when they get there, let me just say this.
Chat before y'all laggingly decide to get on my ass.
Nah, spam thumbs down.
Listen. At least season one was so fucking overrated. I'm sorry. It was just stupid to me. The writing was just bad. I don't get it. It's not that I don't get it. Like the only subject in school I enjoyed was English, so writing is my shit. There were so many plot holes that just niggas just look over. Niggas was like, oh my God, Attack on Titan is so amazing. Watch it. No one told me how many plot holes are in this shit. It's so many questions I asked that was just answered by dumb shit that they just kind of.
Name one. Yes.
Again, from season one to watching.
Hear me out.
From season one watching, which again, kind of fix in the later seasons to go back and address it and fix everything that they made, which is why it's a plot hole. They just filled it from season one. This nigga being so mad at the Titans again killed his mom. Now he's so mad. Killed the Titan. I gotta kill all the Titans. Let's murder all the Titans. Gets his ass clapped by a Titan. Now, boom, this nigga's magically a shape-shifting Titan. All right, cool. Say less. Now there's a female Titan no one's ever seen before. No one's ever seen a female Titan. This is crazy. Come to find out, there's a whole team of shapeshifting Titans on the team with these niggas. Now everybody's shapeshifting Titan. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? There's no way.
Even everybody. It's like seven. It's seven of them in total.
It goes from literally they're just Titans and they're people to now there's a person that's a shapeshifting Titan to now there's one girl that's an imposter among us to now there's two niggas that just come out and be like, you know what, bro? I'm gonna keep it hot with you, bro. We destroyed the wall.
That made sense. I'm not going. That made sense. If all the subliminal hits in the book, the walking up, you are the saint. Oh my, that made sense.
All right. I'm by myself. Hit me with tomatoes, bro. I'm sorry. You could have been more creative than me.
Thank you, Bezos. I mean, you gotta say boom.
Hit me with tomatoes, bro.
Boom.
Mr. Souls.
Yo, what's your favorite? Who's your favorite anime character?
I didn't even say.
If you don't say Hinata,
damn, you stole mine. Fuck. Probably Madara. I ain't gonna lie. Madara or Itachi's cold, bro.
Briefly, my overrated. If I had to give a quick three, Naruto wise, man, that nigga Sasuke might be my number one.
Favorite
from Naruto?
Like Sasuke. Like, is that your favorite character?
Oh, Sasuke's overrated.
Oh, okay.
No, he's still cool, but he's overrated. In terms of,
is that KD?
Dragon Ball overrated. Beerus sucks.
Big Beerus.
Beerus is so lame. Beerus is so champ. The nigga he does the same five things every time. He eats. I'm not gonna fight. A god wouldn't do this. Gods don't allow that. I'm only at blank percent of my power. It's the same five things.
Yeah, that shit is whack.
He's lame. And then back to Naruto. Oh, nah, I ain't gonna lie on a 100-100 tip, but I know some niggas ain't on that 100-100 time.
I'm still on episode 15, bro. Chill.
I gotta say, I'm a slow walker. I gotta say, man. Hey, when you get to a nigga named not him. What's that nigga name? Never mind. Fuck it. Favorite from Dragon Ball. I ain't gonna lie. Hot take. because it is, and y'all gonna be like, it's not hot take. It is. Goku is my favorite character. Goku's my favorite character. I kid you not, I'm the only person that I've met in my real life whose favorite character from Dragon Ball is Goku.
Vegeta.
I like Goku. Naruto's common. No cap. Everyone says their favorite character is Naruto. But hearing my favorite character is Goku, I don't hear that a lot.
I've never heard somebody say Naruto. I hear Rock Lee. Rock Lee is the answer.
Oh my god, I hear Rock Lee a lot too. Anybody hasn't watched Shippuden, Rock Lee, oh my god. That
fight. Cock Lee?
I was about to say that. The fact that we're on the same wavelength.
Because we got those, we locked eyes.
You see that clip of Kobe and Pau Gasol? Crazy.
No.
You saw Shannon Sharp. Oh, you know, we didn't discuss that. Damn, we should have.
See the pick of Rondo and Ray Allen during the finals?
Cock Lee. That's not happening.
Bro. Let me. Okay, wait. Let me say, because I did want to hear what y'all had to say about
Cock Lee. Holy shit.
I feel like I like villains who live up to the hype. Madara definitely lived up to his hype, and Frieza lived up to his hype.
I like Frieza. I do like Frieza.
But we didn't talk about everyone's like favorite Uncle Shannon, and what he said about Kobe.
Oh, I mean.
Oh, how he's not top five because never had MVP.
How Kobe Bryant is not top.
That shit is so stupid, bro.
Wait, what did he say?
He said Kobe can't be top five because he's never he only has one MVP. And everyone in the top five has multiple MVPs.
I'm so happy Chaz delayed because I don't have time to hear them. Don't want Kobe.
Oh my god.
But Kobe's not top five, right?
No. If you think that cool, if you don't, cool.
Just Kobe top five.
To be known at a later date, but I think it's definitely right here, bro.
He's gonna say yes. Paul Pierce or Kobe right now?
Paul Pierce.
Oh my god! Ew. Oh yeah, whoa.
That's three. Kobe not top five. Is Kobe top 10?
Barely. In my opinion, barely.
Bezos?
Barely. Yeah, barely. Say barely yes. Being like eight or nine.
He is certainly top 10.
No, he's top 10. 8 and 11 for me, depending on how
he's top 10 shooting guards of all time. I will say that.
He's the second best shooter of all time.
All right, love, man. I got homework to do anyway.
Prime Davis.
Prime Devin Wade. Listen, guys.
Oh my god.
Dwayne Hezekiah Wade. Crazy.
Donovan Wade.
Dwayne Hezekiah. Listen, we're so delayed, you guys probably won't see this until later on in the show. Chat, we appreciate everything that you do. Sage, do you want
to... You cut out. Okay, what'd you say?
Oh, do you want to say goodbye to the people?
Do I want to say goodbye to the people, man?
If you saw Kobe,
yeah, I'm going to go say goodbye to the people. Go ahead and play the song for me, bro.
Damo, before I get into this... this is dumb. Before I get into this masterpiece, do you want to say goodbye to the people? Seriously.
Let me pull it. What the fuck? You have this shit? Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been doing this whole stream with Discord, like, behind layers of shit. What the fuck is that? Deuces chat, it's been your mom for your midnight snack. What the fuck?
B-Souls, do you want to say goodbye to the stream?
Peace out, y'all. I'm gonna try to fix the stream next time. This is stupid, but appreciate y'all for coming through. Let me check. 94 in the chat. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all for hanging through.
They're dedicated. See that shit, see gone. What?
They gonna see that shit 2 years from now. Guys, it's your brother Omar.
I don't even know how to play that shit.
You said I don't know how?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Show me something.
Oh wait, no, hold on. Cause he.
Uh oh. Wait.
You talking?
What is that? A violin? Is that one of the big ass violins?
That's a cello.
A cello. That nigga played three. He just went like this.
You didn't even demonstrate what? That you know what the notes are.
Thank you. He didn't even do nothing.
What were the notes? G sharp.
What were the notes?
G sharp.
I used to play, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I used to